We're coming to the conclusion of the Sefer, Das Midasecha. There's a chapter that Rav Schwartz added at the end. It's not really part of the Sefer. It's a very, very deep maimer on the inyan of Midas Bechlal, on the Shurish of Midas. I'm not sure. I haven't decided if we're going to do that. I'm not sure. Because it's not really part of the Sefer. It's a nispach. It's like an addendum to the Sefer. I'm not sure if we'll do it. I'll see over the next couple of days. I'll figure out whether we'll do it. But the Indian that Mitch Shem are going to be learning afterwards is we're going to spending a lot of time on the sugi of his bodhidus. I want to learn the sugi of his bodhidus, of speaking to Hashem in a real way. And we'll talk about the Sefer that we're going to be using. I already was able to get through one of the Chaveirim, a bunch of the Svarim, Mitzvah. We'll talk about that. Okay, we're on page Reish Lamed Vav. The Sefer concludes with the Midah of Shtika, of silence. The Midah of Shtika. You see, this also happens here in the mountains, that now all of the faces went away. I don't see anybody now. So I don't know how that works. Okay. So the midah of shtika, of silence. And we've been learning about the shtika that's holy, that's good, and shtika that's not good. And the mem domemes, the shin sherekes. We spoke a little bit about the end last week, the Maisa from Rabbi Nachum of the seven beggars. At the end of this of the Perek, really the end of the Sefer, Rav Schwartz speaks about the deepest Madrega of Shtika. So let's learn. On page Resh Lamed Vav, Shnei Oifani Mem Dememes Hagbol of a Kibui. Talking about the Yisod of, how the Yisod of Mayim affects, influences Shtika, silence. Nizbar Eifo Shnei Afanam Ketzel HaShtika Zashin Sherekes Abay Fin Shi Mamshich HaLishrei Rakus Soigyo Esas Fasayim Shakol Yeitz HaLachutz. We learned two ways or two types of silence of quieting down that Shin Sherekes, the shriek. Two ways we learned. One is when a person closes his lips. Now, the fact that one closes one's lips means that no one else can hear you, but that doesn't mean that you're not screaming inside. That's what we were talking about. As it says in the Pasuk, beholding almost a shchaydish, and the Pasuk says, Tsa'ak libam el Hashem, that even when Jews were not making a sound, and the screaming couldn't be heard by anybody else, but the heart was screaming. So the first type of silence is simply closing one's mouth. Closing one's mouth, and then you're not heard by anybody else. That doesn't mean that the sound is not inside. Just closing the lips so that the voice is not going out. But then there's a second level of silence. It's much deeper. That there's an inner silence as well. Not just that the person outside of you can't hear you, but there's a tranquility. There's a silence within oneself. Obviously, this avoda is very much a part of the whole sugi of Yishuv Hadas, of Nuchas HaNefesh, which regarding that, Rav Schwartz has an entire different sefer, a whole sefer just on the inyan of Menuchas HaNefesh. And we spent some time years ago learning about that. Eich shtei havchanes elu gnuzes b'yisod ha'mayim. How are these two types of silence hidden, found in the side of water, Misad Hamayim? Yeshma Shamayim Soysim Misadova Yotzim Sof Hagbola Shemikan Velachadavali Yispash Lachutz. Water has the ability to stop something. In other words, the land, earth, things are moving and going, and then you have this Fasayam, but the ocean says, that's it. And water has that ability to make a gvul, to make a boundary, a border, so that something cannot be mispasha. So water has, on the one hand, water has the ability to limit, to create a boundary, to stop something. Water also has the ability to extinguish a fire, to completely extinguish a fire. Mashtikim es etzem hakol sheyegia mehaesh. So we're going to talk about these two ways that water functions. Yesh ma shahamayim sois vayde giloy lamayim hayoytzim hagbala. Where do we see in the Torah water in such a way where it sets up boundaries and borders? Where do we see that in the Torah? By Yamsuf, by Kriyas Yamsuf, by Mayim Lehem Chayma Miyaminim Mismaylam. And the ocean, the water was a chayma, was a wall. Was a wall on the right, on their right, and on their left. By Mayim Lehem Chayma. So water has this ability of being a chayma, a wall. Hiskanas Oslel. Now, water has this ability because we learned way back at the beginning of the Sefer, Yisod Ofar Noitzem and Hamayim, that the Yisod of Ofar comes from that water of Bereishis. Hamayim Nasu Sheleg. Where do we see the quality of Ofar in water? You would think that it's mamish two opposites. Water is fluid and the Ofar is solid. So where do you have the Mayim Shaba Ofar? Where do you have the Ofar Shaba Mayim and the Mayim Shaba Ofar? Where do you have that? The answer is Mayim Nasu Shelig. Water has this remarkable ability to become solid. Snow, ice. In a second, water is transformed from something which moves and flows to something which stops anything in its path. Hamayim nasu shelig, v'ashelig nasu ofer. So water has this remarkable quality of ofer contained within it. There is this potential, this koach of being solid. V'ayish koach ha'gvul sheba ofer gimi hamayim. Mikoach kach, yeshlan oisiyas beizvav mem pei, end of pei, v'b'chlodan ha'mem domemes. Therefore, the letter mem of mayim. Mayim is the embodiment of the letter mem, because it's a mem psucha and a mem stuma. Mayim has in it both mems, the open mem and the closed mem, the end of mem. So mem domemes, the mem that we were talking about last week, that when somebody is silencing someone, or that shh, rather the m is when you're silencing yourself, go mm, that's, those are the letters of silencing oneself. Mem der memes, bebchinas fasayim ha'oitzus magbilos. And then the letters, or the mem, or the mayim, is functioning as a wall to stop something from moving forward. Now, when we look at the ocean, the normal way that you think of the ocean, you don't look at the ocean and think of the water as being a boundary. You think of the offer as being the boundary, meaning the seashore, the beach. The sand, the dirt, is the border that is stopping the water, gvul sam layom, which we spoke about. But that's not really the shoresh hadvarim. Everything began with mayim b'mayim. As everybody knows, that's how creation took place. Ruach elokim rachefes al pnei hamayim. Aval ha-shoresh shel yisod ha-ofer lahagdol v'le'etzer hu mehamayim gufa shenasu shelig. The shoresh of ofer is from water itself. And this quality that water has to be present in both a fluid and solid form. Umahechen yesh koach lamayim leha osais shelig. how is it that the water has this ability to become snow or ice? Zesayt HaMem. Because water has the secret of mem domemes, of stopping, of silencing. So the water has within it this quality of stopping its own flow. It's amazing that the flow of water, so it's all of a sudden, there's a border that very same water which represents that which is fluid and moving and flowing, the water has within it this quality of mem domemes, mayim, which is like the mem stuma. What's the mem stuma? The end of mem. And the end of mem, the mem stuma is something which closes a word. It stops the word from flowing. Right? Like in the word mayim, the end of mem. The end of mem, the mem sofit, that end of mem stops. It closes. It's called a mem stuma. It's like a wall. It's like a walled city, the mem, the end of mem. So water has in it the mem domemes, sheleg, snow, ice, wall, boundaries, mem stuma. So you have, when the water is flowing, it's a mem psucha, it's the open mem, it's the regular mem, when it's moving. When it's solid, when it's silent, then it's the mem stuma, the end of mem. Mitzad kach, hamayim einem mashtikim es etzem hakol. In this respect, water is functioning not to silence the etzem hakol, the voice within, but just rak magbilim oso, shel yuchal espashet halo. It just contains the noise. It contains, it stops the noise. It's like the like the lips. When you use your lips to silence yourself, inside of your head, you have something you want to say. Your heart is screaming to say something. Screaming. But you use the mem, stuma, stomata peh. Closing the mouth with a mem stuma, and that doesn't uproot the noise, the sound inside, but it simply prevents it from going on to the next person. You stop it. That's the mem stuma of mayim. Sheleg, ofar, ice, mem stuma. Magbilam also shlo yuchal espashet hala. The Gemara says, "Ein ha'olam eskayim lo b'shvil misha boilam es atzmai b'shas meriva." The world, the Gemara says, the world exists for the sake of those people who know how to close their mouths, boilam es atzmai b'shas meriva. In other words, everybody knows that in order for this world to exist, Hashem kivyochla had to stop speaking. Right? Because Hashem was creating the world with the 10 utterances, Vayomer, Vayomer, Vayomer. And Hashem had to use the name Shin Dalad Yud. And Shin Dalad Yud means die, and he shall take. Hashem Kivyochel said, must speak. I already said what I wanted to say. And then Hashem Kivyochel closed his mouth. That mouth of creation, of speaking, the Devar Hashem, Shamayim Nasu, Hashemayim Misaprim, and so on. Hashem, in order that we should have free choice, Hashem was mitzamtzem. We hear it over there, mitzamtzem. Tzadik mem. Tzadik mem. The tzadik Hashem. Mem. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking, and then he stopped speaking. Tzadik mem. Mem psucha then. Tzadik mem and the mem. Right? The tzadik was speaking, and then the tzadik was silent. Hashem. That's the word litzamtzem, tzimtzum. That's how Hashem created the world. Shin dalad yud. Hashem said, "Achshav ani lo medaber. I speak. I'm not saying anything now. I said what I wanted to say. I have more to say. Hashem has a lot to say. Hashem is infinite. Hashem says, zo, ad kan, mem, tzimtzum. So the Gemara says in Chulin, how does the world exist? The world continues to exist because of the koch of a Jew who in this world has what to say, but he doesn't say it. He's mitzamtzem himself. When is that? When there's a meriva, when there's some kind of a fight, in other words, somebody is starting up with you, somebody is hurting you or insulting you or disagreeing with you, and you're boilem es atzma. You have what to say, but you're boilem es atzma. You don't say it. Mem stuma, you close your mouth. So the Gemara says, with the koach of our ability to silence ourselves, that world which Hashem created by silencing himself continues. A person mitzamtzem himself. You have what to say and you don't say it. Somebody insulted you. You have a good answer. You have a good answer. You don't say it. You silence. You silence that tremendous need that you have to express yourself. You silence it. It's the hardest thing, b'shas meriva. It's the hardest b'shas meriva. And it's not only b'shas meriva, but it's hardest b'shas meriva. It's a big avoida, for instance, to let a child say what's on his mind, on her mind, to let a spouse, a husband, a wife, even though you have what to say, or you would rather not even hear that and you would want to stop that from being told to you, but you use the mem stuma to keep quiet. There's so many stories we have of tzaddikim that somebody else was saying something in learning and the tzaddik was listening to this and the tzaddik knew that the other tzaddik was making a mistake or was quoting a wrong gemara or a wrong taisvis, but the tzaddik, the other one, remained silent. You have other people that the second that they could chap somebody, the second they could find an Indian in a person, you know, they have to talk, they have to correct. But you have people like that, that they can't not talk. They don't not have mitzamtzem themselves. They feel that every time you see them, every time you meet them, they have to right away start with dibur. The two people who know each other and love each other can just look at each other and can smile. It doesn't always have to be with diburim. This is a big sugya. But especially when it's b'shas meriva, when there's a fight. When there's a fight and you have an opinion. Let's say there's chalil, there's a machlokes in shul, or there's a machlokes in the family, and you have a big opinion. And boilem es atzma b'shas meriva, which doesn't mean that you can't talk about this at some point later on. Because if you have an important opinion, it should be. It should be expressed. What the Gemara is saying is, don't say it b'shas meriva. It's not good when it's in the middle of the fight. Everybody knows that it usually doesn't come out good. B'shas meriva. Silence. Kashu boilem espiv eza oisu oimer. And when a person silences himself from speaking, what letter does he use? Mem. Kashu boilem espiv. That's how one closes one's mouth. Mem. Yesh koach shel dibur, v'humashta g'risoy mikoach hamayim. He has a koach, he has what to say, but he silences it with his koach of of mem, of mayim, of the ice, of snow, of ofar, of making a boundary. The lips are called svasayim, right? We spoke about that many times. The Maral talks about this. Svasayim is svas hayom, the shore. The beach, svasayim, svasayim, mayim, adkan, till here. When you're walking, you can walk as much as you like, and you can enjoy taking a nice spatzir. But if you're walking along the beach, you can go on and on and on. But if you decide you want to turn around and go in the other way, then you have the ocean, and the ocean says, adkan. Here you can't go. That's something else. This is already the Adka. Maim Adka. So far we've been only talking about silencing speech so that somebody outside yourself doesn't hear it. Regular, quiet. But we haven't yet spoken about how water silences the etzem hakol, the voice inside of yourself. The kol. So that's the ability that water has to extinguish a fire. That's the koach of mayim. Luma zayis mayim shemachabim eish, the bottom of the page. When water extinguishes, when water extinguishes a fire, kasher mayim chalim al ha'eish. When water is poured upon a fire, Hashin Sharekis Vamem Domemes, Mahmayim Poalu, Hashtokish Lakol Pnim. Now we're talking about the ability to silence even the sound within oneself. Hashtoka shall have kol pnima, that there's not even a sound. Page Resh Lamed Zayin. Dugma ma'ay pshuta, a simple example of this. The first avayda is a much easier avayda. This avayda is harder. As far as the first avayda, there are many things that we could do in a very practical way. My father told me when I was a little boy, I think it was sometime before my bar mitzvah, my father said to me once, when I said something, it was stupid. My father said to me that try at least 5 times a day, that when you feel like saying something, not to say it. That's what he told me. At least 5 times a day, when you feel like saying something, try not to say it. That was an avodah that he gave me as a kid. I'm not saying that I'm matzliach in it, but it's something that has stayed with me. There are targilim, shutim, ways to work on that. When you feel like saying something, you don't have to say it. Even if it's something which is, might be good, it doesn't always have to be. Of course, if a person needs some chizuk or something, you have to say it. If he's saying a shir, well, I'm not talking about that. But we're talking about it in the first gather of mine, lashtik, is that stam diburim, don't have to say stam diburim. That's up to each person to know how to choose to use this advice of my father to try to take 5 times a day when you feel like saying something, not to say it. The hardest time is when there's a fight, when there's a disagreement, when someone's saying something you don't like. And being silent here doesn't only mean not saying something, it means not making a face. No, it's awesome. You could say a lot without ever saying anything just by making a face. Now, what about this power of silence, like the water that extinguishes the fire? So on page Reish Lamed Zayin, Dugma Ma'od Pshut, a simple example. Bardam Piv B'Shas Meiva. So we just learned about closing one's mouth at the time of a quarrel, of a fight. Yesh adam shiraitse litzayk, avalo oiches es atzma b'chazke shalei litzayk. You know that a person sometimes feels like screaming, and you don't silence yourself. That's the mem do memes. That's what we've been talking about. Avyesh adam hanoyi kedarko shalhil al shayak koshalichis rach litzayis. Then you have another person who's like Hillel HaZakim, who had the ability to remain quiet within himself. It was hard to get him angry. He was not rach lirtzos. He was easily appeased. Rega echad hu nirga. Here we have the ability of water to put out a fire, to put out the fire. Not to control the fire, but to extinguish the fire. This is a big madrega. Water can create a border that the fire shouldn't go there, right? Like in the Gemara and Shabbos. So you make a little thing of water so that the fire, you can't put out the fire directly, but maybe by putting some water and make some kalim with water, the water can prevent the fire from moving forward. Say that. Their water is functioning as a boundary, as a border. That's the mem, the mem is the silence. But then you have water that extinguishes the fire. These are two different gedarim, two different types of silence. And any bar das knows and feels this within himself. Yesh adam should be etzem right to litzayik. There's a person who be etzem inside of himself. He's screaming and he's just, he's holding back that scream. He's holding it back. But the scream is very loud inside of his head and his heart. He's just holding it back. That's the water that just makes a mem. To hold it back as a border. Rakshu Kaivila Sasmo Vinimna. He chains himself, he binds himself, he closes his mouth. He closes his mouth and he doesn't say it. He's angry. There's a fire inside. He's angry. He has a temper. He's angry. And he wants to scream. But he's boilem as piv. So gevaldige madrega. He's mitzamtzem himself. He's boilem as piv. It's a tremendous madrega. The world stands. The world exists because of people who have this ability to control themselves. But of course, now Rav Schwartz is talking about a higher madrega. He's talking about a higher madrega. He was talking about a madrega. About a madrega of extinguishing the cats. It's a big madrega. It's a big madrega. The first madrega is hard. It's hard. But a bar seichel, a bar avoda can do that. Can do that. It's inside. This morning by davening here, so mostly I'm davening with Bachram, and I'm davening for the Amud, Chiyuv, and there's this cute little Bacher that sits right next to near the Amud, a sweet boy, and he come out, doesn't say a word of davening, doesn't daven, just he sits and looks. Doesn't daven. But he checks his tefillin at least like 20 times during davening to see if they're on straight. So during davening, now imagine what kind of a rush I am. I'm not proud of this, but listen to how your Rebbe is such a rush. So I'm davening for the Amud, and this bacha is not answering anything. Amen, it's nothing. I mean, he's just nothing. But he's always taking out the mirror he has in his tefillin to look to make. So I had, during davening, I'm thinking to say to him, I wouldn't talk during davening, but I had this speech inside my head to say to him, instead of opening up your mirror, open up your mouth and daven. That's what I was thinking about. Not Ashrei, not Hashem. I was thinking about how this bocher, how I have a good word of Musa to give this bocher. I have a good sharp word of Musa to give. Of course, I never said that. And in a split second, I did my best to extinguish also such an Irish guy. I would never say that to a kid. And Rachman is not a person that we have such an Irish kid. And to quiet oneself. But it's not enough just not to say that to the kid. The avoid, the harder avoid is that what am I in the middle of davening having such a machshav? If I'm davening properly, and I'm not only davening for myself, here I'm davening for the tzibur, understand? And if I'm davening properly, why do I have bechlal such a noise in my head? What do I care that this kid is looking at his mirror? It's annoying me that he's looking at his mirror every second. What is it? What do I have such? But this isn't that such a person could have such an Irishkeit. How to extinguish that fire inside the head? And that's not even a fire, because time is an Irishkeit. But when you're angry, I wasn't angry at all. I was amused, annoyed. But when you're angry, how do you extinguish that? How do you extinguish that? That's a different madrega. V'yesh adam shehishkit. There's hashtaka and there's hashkata. Shtika and shkita. Shtika, shinsaf kuf, lishtok, and there's sheket, lashkit. It's interesting. We learned earlier that with the shin, that the kuf, all of these have to do with noise and talking. It's lashkit. Lahashtik. There's a difference between lishtok, silence, and lishkot. V'yesh odom shehishkit es ha-kaas. Kaas yisaydi b'yisayd ha-esh. Anger, of course, is fire that comes from the yisayd of fire. Anger is misad ha-esh. Mikach Hashin Sharek is the shin that's shrieking, fire, screaming, anger. Eichu mashtik is a kaas. How do you silence that? Now we're not talking here, we're not screaming. That's the lower madrig, which that's already good. That's makarim the whole world. Now we're talking about extinguishing. How about that? That's a madrega. Eichu mashtik es hakas. Oishu yoitzalei hagbola. Oishu mochil olav maim shemachab meseish. You could either control the kas, or you could extinguish the kas. Eilu shtei havchonis shel hashtoka mikoch mem domemes. L'chein ba'oimek l'mayim yishtei oisiyis mem, remez l'oisim shnei koiches shal mayim. Therefore, the word mayim has in it a mem sucha and a mem stuma. One is the regular mem domem is the silence, just not to say something. And the mem stuma is to completely, completely extinguish the fire, to put out the fire, to put an end to the fire. I'm just going to remind you of the story that I told you maybe 2-3 weeks ago about the Alter Novi Minsky Rebbe, Schus Yerleinu, that there was an old friend of mine, an old chavrus of mine, told me that when he was a kid, he lived in Crown Heights, and the Alter Novi Minsky was living then in Crown Heights. I'm just reminding you of a story that I've told many times. And the Novominsky Rebbe lived upstairs. He was upstairs. And there was, the staircase, a big staircase downstairs, and he was upstairs. It was two family, whatever. And this friend told me that he would go with a couple of guys, and they would for fun, they would go ring the Rebbe's doorbell. And they were kids, they were little kids, and they had pleasure. But the Rebbe, every single time the Rebbe would put on his coat and put on his hat and would go to the top of the stairs and would open the door and say, who's there? Who is it? Who is it? And the boys would run away. They would laugh. Of course, they should have picked a different person to do that to, but it was exciting for them. And that's where they lived. And they liked the idea. He told me they liked the idea that every single time that the Rebbe would, It was from the window, they would see him getting up and putting on his coat and putting on his hat. And they would go to the door and open up on top and say, who is it? Who is it? And they would run away. And then he would usually say some sort of a bracha, he would say to them. When he saw there were kids running away. And when he was older, my friend told me, it dawned upon him once, they were talking, a couple of the guys, it dawned upon him that he was guilty of this terrible game. He said, the Rebbe used to sometimes yell at them, but the Rebbe never, ever said anything. And it dawned upon him that this was a crime that he committed against a tzaddik yisod olam, a huge tzaddik. And he said that he was once at a simcha, and the Novominsky Rebbe was already very old, and he went to ask mechila. And by now he was already a bacher, and he went to ask mechila from the Rebbe. And the Rebbe smiled and said, "Michael, children," he says, "children, you know, children play games. That's nothing." So my friend asked him a good question. I think many of you will remember this. My friend asked him, "Rebbe, it was amazing that Rebbe never yelled at us or got angry. So was it that he just never yelled at us, or he never got angry?" The Rebbe never yelled, but was the Rebbe angry? So my friend said that he was a kid. Still, he was just now like 13, 14, but he had the chutzpah to ask the Rebbe this. And he said this. The Rebbe answered him. This is Reb Nochum Mordechai, the old Novominsky Rebbe. The Novominsky Rebbe who was just nifter, Susi Leino, his father. Reb Nochum Mordechai was a huge tzaddik. That's my son-in-law, Yisroeli Perlau. That's his great-grandfather, the old Novominsky Rebbe. So he said, they asked the Rebbe, it's a good lamdisha question, no? Is it just that you didn't yell or you didn't get angry? So the Rebbe said that when I was a child, I had a big temper and I was sitting by the Shabbos tish and my father was saying Torah and there were always these two chassidim at the end of the table, these two young chassidim that they were further down the table, they used to talk to each other in the middle of my father saying Torah. And it bothered me so much that they had the nerve to talk while my father, the Rebbe, was saying Torah. Until one time it happened on a Friday night that I gave a smack on the table that they should be quiet. And when I gave that smack, I just knocked the phone on. When I gave that smack, the candle fell down and it went out. I was Michal Shabbos. And ever since then, I was mekabla upon myself not to get angry. That's what he said. So my friend said, but again, does that mean that the Rebbe now, the Rebbe doesn't get angry, or the Rebbe still has a temper and he just doesn't get angry? He doesn't show it, or your mamish doesn't get angry? So he asked that, and the Rebbe just made like this on his face. And he smiled and he said, "This I want you to think about. And he didn't answer him. He just said, "But the pastors, what the Rebbe was saying is that we, and so my friend and I spoke about this. The Rebbe was saying, listen, this is my teva. I worked on myself a lot. Does it mean that I don't get angry or that I get angry and I'm able to not just silence it, but to extinguish that anger? What does it mean? What's that? What the tzaddik was Isaac in this avodah? I was mekabel upon myself never to get angry the rest of my life." It's a moed gemaisa. I think about that a lot. That story. I shared that story with the Novominsky Rebbe, who was nifter. I shared that story with him once at a simcha. And he enjoyed it very, very much. I wanted to ask him, "So what do you think?" I didn't ask. But he enjoyed the story about his father very, very much. It's a deep story. The more impressive to me would be that he still is a misoira with anger, but he extinguishes it. Not to say that he already doesn't get angry anymore. That's his teva. Everybody has a teva. But when it catches fire, to put out the fire. So this is the difference between shtika and shkita. Kaas is yisod ha'esh. That's and mayim has in it a mem suchan and a mem stum. Mem is that you're screaming, but you don't say it. That's the first mem. The mem stum is that there begins something, but you extinguish the fire. Oy se shtika, now in the middle of the page. Oy se shtika, sheduba ba'ad koi, the shtika that we've been talking about until now, b'etzem evias adam l'machshava l'chachma. Now everybody knows, and he's going to mention it in a minute. Chazal says siag l'chachma shtika. Everybody knows that shtika, silence, is a siag l'chachma. Now what that means exactly offends the wall. That by not speaking, by shtika, one has the ability to remain in the world of machshav, of the mind, of thought. Once the words come out, you lose your mind, and it becomes already exposed, and it becomes part of this world of the Rishus HaRabim. Amo Chazal, Yofa Shtika L'Chachamim, Kavachayim L'Tipshim. Shenemar, Evil Machrish Chacham Yechashev. It's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, Shtika is a beautiful thing. Silence, the Midah Shtika, is something which is very becoming. It's beautiful. Yofa Shtika L'Chachamim. It's becoming for a Chacham. But how much more so is shtika wonderful when it comes to a tipish, to a fool? Shtika is always something which is beautiful, but it's especially wonderful if a tipish, if a fool, is shaysek. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Evil machrish chacham yechashev. So Shlomo Malach says, Evil machrish chacham yechashev. When the fool is silent, Chacham Yechashev. He's considered a wise person. Now, the simple pshat in that is, if the fool doesn't say anything, we might think that he's a Chacham. Truth is, he's a fool. In this particular situation, he didn't say anything, and by not saying anything, he didn't give himself in. He didn't reveal his true identity, that he's a tipish, he's a fool. That's the simple pshat. That's what you see in the Mitzudas over there. The simple pshat is, V'pashtus mefarshim shaharo eyu shayseik, en yudeh shuva av evil. That when you look at this tipesh, since the tipesh didn't say anything, you look at him, you don't know the guy. So since the tipesh, the fool, is silent, you don't know that he's a fool. The second he opens his mouth, now we know. So that's the simple pshat and pasuk. En yadeh shuva evil. The one who's looking at this guy and sees this guy, the fool is just quiet. The one who's looking at him doesn't know that he's a fool. So one of the safest ways for a fool to conceal his foolishness is by not talking. It's one of the safest things to do. It's by the fool not talking, he's able to hide his foolishness. Of course, that's a major problem with the fool, because one of the trademarks of the fool is that he doesn't think that he's a fool, and that he thinks that what he's saying is everybody was waiting for him to say this. But there is a way for him to hide his foolishness, which is by being quiet, which means that he's not such a big tipish as we thought, if he's able to be silent. That's the simple pshat. Ubedakus yoyse. But on a deeper level, shtikoso bo mikoch espailus shesher shall be a side of offer. Commotion is bar la'el. What it means on a deeper level is that the shtika of the fool, bo mikoch espailus shesher shall be a side of offer. That the shtika is, on a deep level, that the shtika means that he's so completely, it's not that he's actually shayseik, it's that he's He's so excited and overwhelmed, he's so nispal, he can't talk. That's a deeper pshat. Because a chacham doesn't get so nispal from this world. Doesn't get so nispal. Anything that happens nowadays, you have people that say, anything that happens, you have people that say, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's a very popular thing. Amazing. Amazing. That's an Irish guy. Also an Irish guy. What are you so amazed by? Amazing. Wow. Amazing. Abnormal. Not normal. Or they have now a strange Yiddishism, Hebrewism that became, it's not shaykh, not shaykh. I heard that like 10 years ago, someone used it in that way. Like somebody said something that was a good Dvar Torah, and another person said, not shaykh. I never heard it used in such a way, not shaykh. Not shaykh is a frum way of saying, wow, awesome, awesome. Also a tipish. You understand, a tipish is also very nispal. Also, everything is awesome, amazing, not shy. Not shy. So it could be that you have a fool that's quiet, not because he finally became a shtuch chacham. It could be that the fool is quiet because he's in a place of awesome. He's nispal. Okay. But of course there's something much deeper going on over here. The deepest way to understand this. Oh, there's another one. Yes, Shmuel San. Chaval al azman, chaval al azman. The Israelis. Chaval al azman. Right. Like when something is gewaldig. Chaval al azman. Yeah. They shorten that. They just say now chaval. But the deepest of this is, of course, the deepest meaning of this is that through shtika, one can come to chachma. That's what we're hoping for in the case of the fool. That shtika is a means of coming to a place of thought. Shemikoach hashtika v'yagil l'chachma. In other words, there's this active midah of shtika, and this is what my father was always saying to me, that try not to talk when you feel like saying something that brings you to a place of chachma. It can bring you to a place of shtok. Kach ola b'machshava lofana. Kach ola b'machshava. Shtok. Gishoyseh avil eino machvish shariya b'chinis amaras. When the fool talks, he doesn't silence himself. Then you see what an amar is, the foolishness. A way to make a fence around chachma is by being silent. And for this person, by him talking, the fence is down. And then you see this, the foolishness. That is an amar. The opposite of a chacham. Nimso sheshtika se'ervil. But if the fool is able to not be mispoil and to hold himself, that could bring him to a place of chachma. That could help him to become a bigger chacham. Not to right away talk, not to right away be mispoil, not to right away react. That by being silent, this person who is a fool, normally he's able to shed some of his foolishness. He's able to ascend to a place of machshava by working hard with silence. He's able to come to siag l'chach m'shtika, the next page. Reish Lamed Ches. So here, silence is being used on the part of the Am Haaretz as a means of improving himself and deepening himself and becoming a person who's more connected to the Midah of Chachma. siag l'chochma shtika. Yofa shtika, that when Chazal say that kavachrem l'tipshim, that shtika is a good thing, even for tipshim, so the simple pshat is that just be quiet. The tipish quiet. But on a deeper level, it means yofa shtika, that through shtika, the tipesh can become somebody who's a chacham. That through shtika, the tipesh can upgrade himself, can become greater. Through shtika. Lo kasuv on page Reish Lamaches. Lo kasuv kan rak shlo yedu shehu av. Here, it's not only that by the tipesh being silent, nobody will know that he's a fool. Here we're talking about a very creative and wonderful shtika that's yofa l'tipshim, alachas kama v'kama. It's yofa l'tipshim. It's good even for the chachamim. Alachas kama kal v'chomer for the tipshim. Because the tipesh is a person who normally just says whatever's and that's his tipshus. Because he's not a chacham. Yofa shtikla ala kal v'chomer for tipshim. The shtika is good for the tipshim because through shtika, the tipish can work on himself to become a bigger chacham. Yizke lalis mishtikla yisayda ofa l'shtika pnimis yisayda mayim. Not just not to say something, which is good itself, that the tipish is quiet. That itself is good. But through that silence, he can extinguish the tipshis and come to a deeper place within himself of machshav. He can come to a higher place within himself, which is the yisod ha'mayim that we're learning about. Shamar lo yisod l'shtoik kach olu b'machshav. Kach olu b'machshav. To come to a higher place of machshav. But now what we're going to learn about next week, Mitzvah Hashem, which is really the end of the Sefer, is to come to the highest place of shtika. To go to a level of Madrega that's higher than one's machshavas, higher than thought, meaning to silence even the thoughts, and to come to that place of that's higher than what I'm thinking, to come to a place where we see by the Tanaim and Amoraim that they use the lashon of b'shtoymem shachada. Talk about that next week. That you find in a number of Gemaras that there was a big kasha that was asked. From one Tana, from one Amara to another, and he was asked a big kasha, and instead of answering, it says Ishtoimem Shachad, Ishtoimem, that he was silent for some time, and he went to a different place. Ishtoimem Shachad. Through silence, one can come to a higher Madrega. Really, that's very, very deeply tied into the whole Avaida of the 3 weeks in Tisha B'Av. That we spoke a little bit about 2 weeks ago, the meaning of Eicha Yoshua Bodar here, Rabasiyam Haisa Kalmana, and the meaning of Kalmana, Elaim Kalmana, Elaim is a person who doesn't speak, who can't speak. The impact of the suffering is so great that it renders me speechless. It renders me speechless. But there's a higher madrig, and as I can't talk. Ne'elamti dumiya. I can't talk. The suffering is so great. The sadness is so deep. I can't say anything. I can't talk. But there's a higher madrig that comes already. By the afternoon, after Chatzos, later on, Tisha B'Av comes to Madrega of Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. Nechama means that I come to a different way of looking at my suffering. That's a higher Madrega. The initial Madrega is, I'm speechless for my suffering. A higher Madrega is, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, Vekiru Elah, Dabru, Kiru. It's already a different madrega. Here, the person is already at a madrega, a level where he's thinking, etracht anderish. He's thinking differently. He's no longer thinking, this is the end of my life. He's no longer thinking, I can't go on, I can't live. He's not thinking that way. Etracht anderish. Vayinochem Hashem al Rosh Adibal Asas La'amai. Because Nechama means to think different. That's really what Nechama means. We spoke of that many times. Etracht Anderish, to think differently. I thought that I was not going to be able to live because of what happened to me. And now, Echtracht Anderish. I missed that person, but I know now that this Rabbi Olam is a creator and I have to go on living and I can live a productive life even though that person is not here. He thinks differently. It's a Nechama. It's something else. It's a different way of thinking. It's a different way of thinking. It's Rabbi Nelson once said to the side of Eloi Ne Mamre, when a person's in pain, so he went for an aid to Eloi Ne Mamre, and Mamre is the oisiest, Machshov Ra, Machshov Acheres. Chacht Andrews. Mamre, Machshov Ra, Machshov Acheres. A different way of thinking. That's Nechama. That's Rabbi Shabbos Nachem. That's a higher Madrega than the silence of Tisha B'Av. Nachem was on a higher level of Tisha B'Av. But of course, our Tisha B'Av is kind of Tisha B'Av, and our Nachem is kind of Nachem. But what it really means is I'm now able to speak, but I'm able to speak coming from a place that is not anymore a place of mourning, of pessimism, of destruction. I'm able to speak from a place of Dabra Lev Yushalayim, the Kirila. I'm able to speak words of Tanchuman. Other words. Coming from a higher machshava, from a higher thought. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll continue next week. If I don't see you or speak to you before, everybody should have a lechtig and Shabbos, a beautiful Shabbos.